We are now putting in place actions that would give us the ability to track our system administrators, what they're doing, what they're taking, a two-man rule. We've changed the passwords. But at the end of the day, we have to trust that our people are going to do the right thing. Clearly, the system did not work as it should have. He betrayed the trust and confidence we had in him. This is an individual with top secret clearance whose duty it was to administer these networks. He betrayed that confidence and stole some of our secrets. It's clearly an individual who's betrayed the trust and confidence we had in him. This is an individual who is not acting, in my opinion, with noble intent.
Edward Snowden on the run and an NSA chief and Keith Alexander getting very, very burned. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're at the crossroads of this thing because it's coming to a head. He's facing charges. He went through Russia. Russia gave him safe passage. I'm talking about Ed Snowden, the NSA leaker, whistleblower. You heard the chief there say that he caused irreversible and significant damage because they've changed the passwords and they're changing the system. Duh. Why does it always take a crisis in the first place for the idiots in charge to realize that why would they have had access? Why would a contractor have that kind of access to classified information? Now, having said that, I'm glad that that information was released because Snowden made us aware of things perhaps we weren't quite sure about. You know, there's always that joke, Big Brother's watching, oh, I know they're listening to me, and people make those cocktail kind of jokes, but when it's actually happening to you, it's not such a joke. When all of a sudden someone takes some of that metadata and they butt it up against something else and you're accused of something. You know, last week, thanks to our man Jack Down Under, he gave me a list, and this list now has been circulating, of NSA red flags where you would have hit a couple of keys in a couple of directions and boom, they would have been on you like white on rice. You've heard that expression before? So some of the things included, you know, typing in vinegar. Vinegar! Ah! That there must be something to this. There were obvious things like terrorism, but you could be writing a casual note to someone about something related to avoiding the terroristic threat when traveling overseas. I don't know. But the ridiculous words that triggered what could be culling your information is beyond, I mean, absolutely beyond my comprehension. Why they were looking into some of the things they were looking into and fine to tell us, oh, well, we're just fishing. So we cast out a wide net, and then we see what comes back in the net is not acceptable. Snowden revealed that part of it. Yes, we can make the jokes about, ah, we know they're listening. We know that they're tapping your conversations. Mark in New York used to call this show a lot, and he'd say it all the time. I know they've tapped you. I know they've tapped me. To be honest, I know they've tapped me because of a source that I have in Washington. But what are they hearing me do? A talk show. But what are they hearing other people do? So Snowden, working as a contractor for the NSA in Hawaii, flees to Hong Kong, flew to Moscow on Sunday, which infuriated a lot of lawmaker types because Putin was in the middle of this. He's now charged with espionage. He's looking for asylum. Could be Ecuador. I have some good sources in Ecuador. He's not there yet. I do not believe he's there yet. Unless they got him into the country somehow, some backdoor way, and he didn't land at one of the major airports, which doesn't seem likely. Most likely, this becomes a bigger splash there, especially from that president who hates the United States, and I think he would play it up. The State Department did warn countries in the West that Snowden might travel through or take refuge in one of them, and not to let the former NSA contractor go anywhere but home. So saying, listen, you have extradition with us, don't do this to us, because we don't do it to you. And you could hear General Keith Alexander not happy with how embarrassing this is for the NSA, and he's the chief of the NSA, saying that I'm defending what we do here. We're taking necessary steps to keep America safe. A week and a half ago, he was screaming about all the plots that have been foiled. 50 different plots. And saying we're going to keep getting information we need. We need foreign intelligence. That's our primary mission. Snowden has brought that up. And unfortunately, he hurts us because now we're more vulnerable to a terrorist attack. So, you know, if there was a terrorist attack, they'll pin it on him. They'll pin it on him and say, man, that information we could have gotten. So the United States is hoping to get cooperation from foreign countries to bring Snowden home to face the charges. Will they, won't they? We don't know. I think Ecuador would be right to say, I don't care what the United States says, because there's no love lost there since the new president took office several years ago. It could be some other place that he goes. Cuba would be a mistake for him, but Cuba would grant him the asylum. And then some people are saying Venezuela. Venezuela is very, very iffy. I'm sure that Julian Assange has advised him to take asylum in Ecuador. Remember, that's what he did. He's at an Ecuadorian embassy in London, and they are helping him. It makes sense that they would help Edward Snowden, too. Schumer, by the way, probably the one who went the craziest on Putin, saying that Russia's aiding and abetting him with the escape by not kicking him back to the United States. In fact, Schumer said, the bottom line is very simple. Allies are supposed to treat each other in decent ways, and Putin always seems to be eager to put a finger in the eye of the United States. Yeah, he just pokes that finger right in our eye, doesn't he? And he says, whether it's Syria, which, of course, they're supplying arms, Iran, which they're cozy with Iran, and they're not on board with telling them they can't nuke up, and now with Snowden, so that would be one, two, three strikes, perhaps, and you're out. But what are we going to do to Russia? What are we going to do to Russia? We're still going to have to mingle with Russia. Remember that whole thing about the art of war, Sun Tzu, keeping your enemies close and your friends even closer than that. So the U.S. asking Russia to detain Snowden before he caught another flight to Cuba or Ecuador or wherever else, but that's not happening. That didn't happen. Where he is now, we don't know at this point. It seemed as though China, for some reason, was where he was headed, but then he didn't end up going to China, we think. So we'll see. Ecuador is the likely place. Ecuador is probably where he ends up. Coming up this hour of America Tonight, a lot of you sent me some mail over the weekend. We'll hit the mailbag for sure. Also, We Can Count. And in the mix, our weekly re-rack is coming up round the bend here on the big show. And, of course, we have some sports shorts we want to sneak in, too. We've got the Stanley Cup Finals that are still going on. And, in fact, that's gotten much more interesting for me anyway, because Chicago, the Blackhawks, who I'm rooting for, yeah, they've pulled ahead. They had a nice win the other night, 2-0 over Boston. So what does it all mean? It still means maybe we're going to see a Game 7 just like we did in hoops, if we're lucky. All right, Obamacare on the minds of many. Will it be affordable eventually when things get toppled or not? That's the thought of Dr. Keith Smith. He's next round the bend.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace.
We've had him up before, and he's just terrific. Dr. Keith Smith is in our virtual green room right now. I think he's taking an eye test. That's an inside joke. He's a medical director, CEO, managing surgical center partner, member of the AAPS, and the resume goes on and on and on. And Dr. Smith doesn't hold back when it comes to Obamacare and as it's been rolled out. So, Doc, thanks for coming back on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So the big question is, and I keep talking about this on the show, because we really want the facts. Forget everybody's political biases or whatever. Put them all aside. What we want to know is, why is this supposedly Affordable Care Act going to be unaffordable? What's it going to look like a year from now?
Well, that's what I've called it all along, is the Unaffordable Care Act. The first letters of that are TUCA. You could also call it the Unsurpassed Crony Achievement, because the real purpose of Obamacare was just to line the pockets of the special interests who helped to write this bill. And so the bill is going to do one of two things. It's either going to do exactly what the framers intended it to do, which is to make health care and insurance completely unaffordable and create a crisis and introduce chaos into the medical marketplace. And then the government will ride in on their white horse. It's just like a false flag operation. They're going to ride in on their white horse and rescue us with the sequel, which is single payer. And they didn't feel like they could cram that down our throat from the get-go. So this is this is kind of the camel's nose in the tent to get us there. I think that paradoxically, and very unintended consequence of this bill, is that a true free market is going to appear. Because when your insurance premiums double, triple, quadruple, and that's what people are looking at right now, you're going to respond to that, and you're going to increase your deductible, or you're going to drop your insurance altogether. Then you'll be spending your own money for health care. And people who spend their own money, they all ask the same question. They want to know, how much does this cost? And so there's going to be a whole bunch of MRI units and surgery centers and hospitals and physicians that are going to respond, and they're going to be transparent in their pricing, and patients are going to become pretty savvy shoppers. They're going to be able to entertain various value propositions. If one physician costs twice what another does, they're going to want to know why. And so there will be this competition, and that will cause a deflation in actual health care costs. So I think the actual seeds of the Unaffordable Care Act, the seeds of its own death, are actually within the bill. So as hard as they try to push just a single payer, which is their intention, I think very, very paradoxically, they may wind up doing just the opposite. Typical of government, you know, to try so hard to get one thing and you get another. It's just typical.
Yeah. I want to quote you on that, too. I love that. The camel's nose is in the tent. I got to steal that one from you. That's a gem. It is. As soon as you said it, I wrote it down. But it's such a great way to frame that. You know, talking about these doctors, too, and comparing doctors and pricing and all that sort of stuff, I'm noticing there's already doctors that are starting to help themselves because cash is king with some. They realize that there are people who can't afford insurance, and they're already getting maneuvered around, so they'll take cash. So you can go to a certain doctor at a hospital, get the MRI, get whatever it is you need, and they'll work with you. And will this become the norm for the doctors who survive?
I think so. I think there are so many physicians in private practice all over the United States that are going to a cash-based, third-party free practice following the lead of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, which has been touting this for some time. The AAPS is sort of like anti-AMA. So they're encouraging physicians to do just that. Just get rid of all of these electronic medical records. Don't deal with Medicare or Medicaid, and just say, you know what, an office call is $50, and if you've got insurance, that's your problem. That's not mine anymore. And I'm going to treat you like a patient, And we're going to see a lot more of that. So many physicians in the United States have done that, and they send all of their patients that need surgery to Oklahoma City, to my facility, because we've said, here are our prices, you know, here's what we do, and here's how much we charge. So this is a growing movement, and it's very threatening to the cartel and the price fixers in corporate medicine, and very threatening to the government, and because these are their cronies. And if you want proof of that, all you've got to do is look at whose stock soared the day after Justice Roberts declared this mess constitutional. All of the usual suspects in corporate medicine, their stocks just went through the roof because they basically crafted this bill for themselves.
Yeah. The insurance companies, what's going to happen with the insurance companies? Because they're just tied right into this hornet's nest.
Well, there are several provisions of the bill that provide for a consolidation of industry. And Jim Epstein, who's one of the editors at Reason Magazine, has taught me that that is the smoking gun. Industry consolidation is the smoking gun of government bribery and corruption. So that's what you're going to see. You're going to see the number of health insurance companies dwindle to the four or five really big players. And then they are hoping that they no longer will have to cater to customers, that rather than collect their premiums from patients, from people who are paying them directly and being in a competitive marketplace, they're going to collect their premiums from the federal government. And then it won't matter what sort of service that they give, because their revenue is guaranteed.
Is this better for companies who are insuring the people that work for them?
Yeah, there is a huge move for large companies who self-fund to do even more of that. You see, companies like Walmart or big energy companies, they just pay for their employees' health care costs out of operational revenue. And you see the companies, you know, they have 1,000 employees, 5,000 employees. They've already seceded from this insurance game, and they self-insure. Well, you're going to see companies that have 100 employees, 75 employees, 50 employees, 30 employees. You're going to see those companies self-fund and just walk away from the insurance cartel. And I think that's going to be very, very interesting, too, because, once again, they'll be spending their own money to find health care for their employees, and they're going to ask that question, how much does it cost? And that is going to drive prices through the floor. I think we're going to see some real competition in health care. We're going to see people that are involved in medical care forced to endure the same discipline that the free market doles out to every other industry in this country. And the result will be the same as you see in plastic surgery and LASIK surgery. You'll see the quality soar and the prices fall.
Mm. So would you tell people who are listening, you just have to pay attention and look around and see what's happening, no reason to panic, because I think people panic. You know, Doc, we could never read the small print anyway when it came to what our health care coverage was. But
right.
back in the so-called old days, you'd get insurance from the company. It seemed like it was dirt cheap. You'd go in, and it'd be a song, like to whatever you paid for the copay would be crazy. It'd be like 10 bucks or whatever. So most people, it's really, honestly, if you were healthy, especially, you didn't pay attention. So now, would you advise people can't be asleep as far as their health care is concerned?
Yeah, the thing is that whenever someone in the government is talking about health care, people need to assume they're lying. Because this whole Unaffordable Care Act is truly a false flag that is meant to scare people, and it's meant to drive prices up. And we're already seeing the beginnings of that. And they want to create this fear so that everybody in the United States will welcome the type of system they have in Great Britain, where they're euthanizing patients in their hospital beds to make room for people who are in the emergency room. I'm not making that up. I mean, that's really going on. So that's the type of system that these central planners want for all of us, and they're going to use fear, just like government uses fear in so many spheres. They're going to try to use fear to get us all to embrace this single payer.
Yeah. All right, as always, it's interesting talking to you, Dr. Keith Smith. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
With me, Kate Delaney. What a week it's going to be. Supreme Court decisions could come down the pike, some really super big ones. We'll be talking about it, including DOMA, which is the Defense of Marriage Act. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. Plus, Edward Snowden, that is the big story. A lot of you had things to say about that when you sent me some emails over the week, and we're going to get to that in just a second. But first, how about this? The Flying Willendas, boy, they really live up to their reputation. I guess it's in the blood. It's in the DNA. So Nick Willenda becomes the first person to walk across the Grand Canyon on a wire. So 22 minutes, 54 seconds of walking, 1,400 feet. Close your eyes and picture yourself doing that. How far do you think you would get on that wire before you fell off? So once he got across, he did the customary kiss the ground thing, the finish line, hugged his wife, they got a bunch of gifts, blah, 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 blah. That is crazy, man. They say that there were gusts of wind up to 48 miles an hour before he started to walk. I would be so stressed. My palms are sweating just even thinking about it. You got to think of that drop. I walked up and down, or I hiked up and down the Grand Canyon one day, and it was the switchbacks on the way up was it was crazy. So I can't imagine doing what he did. 1,500 feet straight down either side, 1,400 feet across, 2-inch thick, 8.5-ton steel cable. That's what he had to walk across Willenda. He is the seventh generation Willenda of that flying family. That is crazy. All right, speaking of walking on a wire, that really tells you what Snowden's doing. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, and this one from Jacob, who says, Kate, Snowden, he is the man. I don't understand why so many people are jumping his chili. It makes no sense to me. If it weren't for Edward Snowden dumping a bunch of secrets, we wouldn't know what the U.S. is really doing to us. How would our forefathers feel? They are treading on our constitutional rights. I am sick of it. We need to replace them all. Let's get that third party going. All right, my man, I'm all for the third party, because that's what I keep saying. It's too much of a power base now. You got the two legs, Democrat, Republican, sometimes in between independent, somebody who says they're a libertarian. But truly, it's one or the other. And you get the log jam, and it's just not working for me. I agree. Third party, we need a third party. But would the third party have prevented what happened here? The answer to that is no, they wouldn't have prevented what happened here. The problem is, how much do you twist the Patriot Act? How much do you twist the we're trying to get information? You know, I thought about this over the weekend. What I really believe it is that, sadly, there's a lot of ineptitude when it comes to, as much as I know people that I think are incredible in the intelligence business, but the people at the top seem to be inept. So this General Alexander, the NSA chief, has to come back and say, well, you know, we've changed the passwords and now we've got this two-person system, so that doesn't happen again. Well, why weren't these things set up like that in the first place? As we've never had leaks? That's all they're concerned about in the Obama administration. So why would they set it up so these possibilities happen? But that aside, it's to our advantage that we realize what's happening and how much we're being monitored. Even though everybody on the Hill, or most of the people on the Hill, are trying to tell us, well, no, this doesn't violate your Constitution. What are you talking about? We need to do the secrets. We need to do that. That's how we're preventing this nation from being blown apart by terrorists. That's what they would make you think. All right, let's take another one in that same direction. This one from Wally M. He says, hey, Ms. Delaney, love the show. Gotta say, Snowden has to go. I hope they nail him sooner rather than later. I don't understand why people are defending him. Listen, I understand that nobody wants their information touched, pawed at, cold after. But would you want to be in that building? Think of what happened on 9/11. Or would you rather have had 9/11 not happen? Imagine if you were sitting on one of those top floors and in an instant you are dead, or you have to make the decision whether to jump or catch on fire. Sometimes we have to do things that not everybody agrees on. For goodness sake, are we supposed to have a press conference and announce what we are doing to try to catch terrorists? I don't think so. Big mistake. Snowden is a jerk. I'll keep listening. All right, so no punches there. Snowden's a jerk because he released the secrets and he believes that that puts us in harm's way. I think the thing that's happened here is the playbook's been destroyed or exposed, let's put it that way. And the bottom line is it shows the people, the arrogance of the people in power. And the people who call the shots are not calling the right shots. And that's the bottom line. Are we that much safer? Think of planes. Think of people being helpful to other people, looking around on planes, knocking down passengers who do something kooky and crazy, like try to open the emergency door or whatever nonsense. There's been so many things. Or stopping a terrorist in another fashion. It doesn't have to necessarily be on a plane. We've seen that. Like the street vendors is my best example. Faisal Shahzad tries to blow part of Times Square. Of course, he's inept, thank goodness, in setting off and detonating the jimmy-rigged truck that he had. But vendors saw it. They knew something was wrong. They said something. It wasn't information that they had gotten on him. Who was he calling? Who was he talking to? How come they didn't have his numbers in the system? This one from Chris, who says, Kate, we've been listening to you here in Illinois. Let me tell you, the worst state in the world to live in right now, or in the United States anyway. has to be the land of Lincoln. Lincoln would cry if he knew what was going on here. Nothing but corruption and problems right and left. They are picking our pockets, girl, when it comes to taxes. Everybody else in the nation who listens to your show can whine and complain and kvetch, but we have it the worst. I don't know how we're even operating, and yet I read articles about Chicago, for example, and how Rahm Emanuel is the king, and he's stopping violence and helping education. You got to be kidding me. Do those reporters even come to Chicago? I hope it gets better here. Otherwise, I'm moving. Yeah, in Illinois, boy, they, like so many other places that have been bled dry, there's a state that really has been toppled and screwed up on its ear, where they did increase taxes, asked people to, didn't ask them, you're paying more. And, of course, I would agree with the statement about Rahm Emanuel. I don't understand it. Because if you talk to somebody who deals with what happens on the south side of Chicago, they say it's such a war zone that walking down the street you can just get shot, randomly shot. And, okay, so you can say, well, that's, of course, that's a ghetto area. But it's so bad that the hospitals don't accept people who have been shot. So you have to, if somebody's shot, even accidentally, the ambulance would have to take them further away from those areas up to, like, Northwestern. So the ambulance ride could kill them because they can't go to three of the hospitals that are right there. They won't take the gunshot victims because it's just that bad. And, of course, usually it's a no insurance thing, too. So that was crippling those hospitals. But the gunshots in the emergency rooms were so far over the top. Okay, this one comes to us from Tim. Tim says, America Tonight, hope you had a great weekend. I just have to tell you, I went to see Monsters Universities with my kid. I know you do those cheap movie reviews, as you call them. You said it would be tops. I bet it was. It was jammed. We had to wait in a line like we were at a Disney ride. But it was worth every moment of it. My kids just cackled all the way through. Go and see it. Take your nephew. It's awesome. Awesome. That's like my word. So I didn't see Monsters University, but there you go. I can put it on the list. The first one was clever. It was clever. If you have younger kids or grandkids or whatever, you don't even have to have kids to go see it. I think it's one of those flicks that you could rent probably. And if you like that kind of stuff, and you'd, I bet it would be good. I think he's probably right, because it's the prequels going back. How do they become monsters? How do they learn to do what they do? All right, let's take one more here. This one from Sandy, who says, boy, the winds of change are definitely upon us, Kate Delaney. I'd have to say, and you're watching, that at this point we really are caught in the crosshairs. What to do with Edward Snowden? I think he's a hero, personally. I don't understand why he can't have the whistleblower defense, why he cannot come back to the United States and be embraced. For goodness sake, he has huge, huge amount of fans, people who believe that he is just like the guy who leaked the Pentagon Papers during the Vietnam War. He leaked information that we needed to know about. He had to do it that way because certainly no one above him as a contractor would have recognized what he was saying, and what's the difference? He would have been fired, and that would have been that. Nobody would pay attention. He had to escape with the information and then dump it. Yeah, well, he did dump the information, but with the Pentagon Papers, see, the difference of the comparison there is the fact that what's different is he evaluated all the documents of what he was doing. And he made sure that what he was leaking, as he would call it, was in the best of the public interest and documents that could sort of protect him in a way if he was going to be, I guess if he was going to be nailed. Ellsberg would tell you he thinks that Snowden is a hero and should be on the same list as he is, but they're going after him and I don't think he's going to get any kind of a whistleblower defense whatsoever. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD-dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so it's all about the numbers we can count is, and boy, do we have a lot of numbers. I'm going to rifle through some of them pretty quickly here. Over the weekend, a sad thing, you know, we're talking about what's happened with the fires in Colorado and all the evacuations, and as I understand, so much of that is being put out, thank goodness. I have a college roommate who lives in Colorado, and it's rough all the way around, let me tell you. So how about this in Canada? They're having horrific problems with floods. I mean, we're talking about the crazy thing. We're talking about the grounds of the home, I'll say, of the Calgary Flames underwater. 17,000 seat Saddle Dome is what it is. That's where they play anyway. So it's underwater because we're talking about Calgary, Alberta, and just how bad that flooding is. They had to evacuate 10,000 people. And we know about water in this country when we've had floods, and it's very reminiscent of what we saw in Katrina, in a sense, with people that are desperate. They were on rooftops and whatnot, and they're looking for people. They evacuated Medicine Hat, if you've ever heard of that, and everybody's complied. I mean, people are just getting out of there because they see how awful it is. Water treatment power plants, they say, are okay, so the drinking water is okay, but they're anticipating the worst, but they're just getting slammed with an incredible flood. And they've got towns that are threatened, that a handful of people are already dead. The difference with Katrina, of course, was what happened in Katrina was about floodwaters. Many, many more people died. But the photographs themselves remind me so much of that. And the amount of water that has flowed through there is wild to watch. I mean, absolutely awful. All right, this is a sad story, but at least they got somebody in custody over this, and I know we talked about it. It breaks your heart. It's like the milk carton kids. You see this gorgeous little girl with her bike helmet on, innocent, 8 years old, found dead in Florida. She was abducted Friday from a Walmart in Jacksonville. She was discovered Saturday morning, and 56-year-old Donald James Smith faces kidnapping and murder charges. He was listed as being held without bond on Saturday night. He's a registered sex offender. He was released from custody on May 31st, and then he was stalking. He was looking for prey, or so it seems anyway. So a woman called police to report that her daughter was missing from Walmart, and unfortunately, when they were running around the aisles, he spotted her, grabbed her, and then the rest is history. Of course, they have evidence on him, but he still has to go through the system, and I hope they nail him to the floorboards. I really, really do. All right, moving on to something else. Bumblebees and, you know, the whole killer bees thing and how frightening that is if you've ever seen anyone who's been attacked by killer bees. Well, this, for all of our friends in the Northwest, 25,000 bumblebees died. This is different than those killer bees. They dropped from trees in Oregon. This was after a pesticide spray. They were all found. I mean, it looked like a sea of yellow. You want to talk about a visual in a Target parking lot in Wilsonville, Oregon. That happened over the weekend. They say it's the largest known death of bumblebees ever in the United States, at least falling from these blooming trees that were being sprayed, and they say they were sprayed with the insecticide. The insecticide is called Safari, by the way, and it carries a warning, I guess, on the label if bees are in the area not to spray it, but they sprayed it not thinking about that, and unfortunately, the bees got hit with it and they all fell from the trees. And the ag department in Oregon, the director of the ag department, saying he's never seen anything like it in his 30 years in the business. Never seen bumblebees just drop or any kind of insects like that all over and just cover that one area from the spray. How about this one? You know, this whole thing about War of the Roses. Last week we had the writer of War of the Roses on, and it's interesting. I saw something in a story that reminded me of that. Stephen Phillips, a convicted of a number of sex crimes in the 80s, was exonerated by the courts after spending 24 years in prison when DNA implicated another guy. He was provided what they call a compensation package. The compensation package, can you imagine being innocent and being in prison? Totaled about $6 million for the two and a half decades he was in there. The woman who divorced him while he was in jail, her name is Tracy Tucker, wants a cut. Last year, a judge awarded her $150,000. Now he's appealing the decision, saying to make a claim on those years I spent in prison is really freaking outrageous, he says. Yeah, he's locked away. She divorces him for 24 years to get $6 million, and she wants some money. Oh, man. I think that takes the cake to me. I don't know if we can come up with anything. I don't think we can come up with anything better than that, but I don't blame him for fighting the appeal. He certainly can afford to do it. So, you know what? Why not? Why not? This is another sad story as we're bouncing back to overseas and the Middle East, because one American is among nine tourists, two others as well, shot to death at camp in northern Pakistan. There was one American citizen, there was a tour guide, there was a guard, they say, a cop, a government employee. So, five Ukrainians, two Chinese nationals, they were trying to, you know, ferret it all out. What happened was, of course, they were killed at a base camp for climbers attempting to do a climb. The world's ninth highest peak is there, and it's in a remote mountainous area of the Baltistan province. So these were just climbers, and they were killed. And the Pakistani militants said this was for the attack. The reason for the attack was because it's a revenge for the drone strikes. So we decided we were going to get back at you, unfortunately. Man, why would you? I'm just thinking out loud. That is pretty risky, thinking it's okay to climb there, because that province is known for violence between Sunni and Shiite Muslims. It has some of the highest mountains in the world, and lots of climbers and trekkers go there. But with what's happening these days, you would think that would be something you would perhaps think about before you made that climb. So sad, sad that any of those people died, and sad that an American lost their lives. They're not identifying who the American is. All right, with the problems we're having with Russia, Russian warships may be carrying weapons to Syria. This is not a surprise. They're reporting this now. In the last couple of days, this has happened. The United States has been tracking ships since they left Russian ports several days ago. U.S. satellites were able to see some indications of containers being loaded onto the ships. It's not confirmed, but check this out. The ships might be carrying some components of the controversial Russian S-300 air defense missile system and other weapons that were promised to Syria. Military assets in the region this month, as it's been crazy, and especially the last 2 weeks. The U.S. Navy aircraft carrier USS Eisenhower is there on a rotation. That's what they do. They rotate the ships out and then go back to where the port is. You have a U.S. Patriot missile battery and F-16s that are going to Jordan for a training exercise. So it's going to be a wild week in the Gulf area, let's say that for sure. And, of course, when we talk about Syria and we talk about the situation with Russia arming the Syrians and Iran helping as well, and we're arming the rebels, this is very, very tense, my friends. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.